Let us bow our heads. Dear God, we thank you so very much, and we're just so honored and so privileged, and we're so grateful and that you've given us this opportunity to speak to your family, and so we don't take this for granted. So we ask you, Lord, to open up our mind, open up our heart, so we can speak your word clearly, so everyone can understand it. And we ask you to remove us out the way, and that you would step in and you would speak through us. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Amen. So I'm so excited to see so many people again. I'm just so thankful. And so we're getting ready to wrap up 2026. 25. I'm moving ahead of schedule. Right? So we will be having watch night service at 10 o'clock, right? So it's going to be at 10 o'clock. I took some votes from some of the leaders and all that, figure what's going on, and so majority was in favor of it. So we have been watching that service at 10 o'clock. It'll start at 10 o'clock sharp, and we'll be done at 12:01 till the minute. Amen. Everybody say 12:01 till the minute. Now, I want to answer a couple questions about that, because some people was talking about, you know, why we don't do it earlier, maybe because of with all the violence going on, all the stuff that's happening. All right, why don't you do a service earlier during the day? And so I'm 100% against that, right? And the reason why I'm against it is, number one, is the purpose of watching the old year out and the new one in is the watch night service. If you do it any other time, I'm not saying anybody else, I'm talking about kingdom, everybody say talking about kingdom embassy, right? So if you do it any other time, you're just doing another service and you just tell everybody it's a new year service, but it's really not. Because you're not really watching the old year out and the new one in, right? And so that's why I wasn't in favor of doing it earlier. So I got some votes because people are concerned about the lateness of the hour with the rise in violence and all that kind of stuff, and some people are concerned. But come out. It's going to be a blast. I'm telling you, God is going to be in the place, and you don't want to miss it. God is always awesome. And everything we do for a purpose. Amen? And so the mission is to really let God know how much we appreciate what he done for us in 2025. And he's been good to every single one of us. I want you to hear me well. God has been blessing us, all of us, right? Now some of us have been dealing with some tragic losses and things like that, but I'm telling you, you are here to tell the story, right? And so a lot of time, everybody in life has losses. Everybody in life have illnesses and sickness and things happen and have tragedies and all that. That's just a part of life, right? The gift is that God decided that he wanted to extend us so we can continue to do his work. And so we are here because God see that it's important that you finish what he called you here to do, right? And so your time is not up. So God blesses us. So you need to look at it as though God is blessing me to be a blessing too. All right? Don't look at it as, man, I'm going through so much. Because you are, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit in my sermon, we are what we think we are. So a lot of us are projecting our life, and it's so miserable, and your life is miserable because you are projecting it because you're actually writing your own story. So you're projecting your life, yourself, right? So if you don't like the life that you live in, then you might want to do an introspection because something's on the inside that's all mumble jumble and I'm projecting on the outside. So I see people on the outside how I am on the inside, right? And I'm going to talk about that in the sermon. I know you don't think that's true, but when I get done, you're going to know it's true. Amen? Now, it's important that we so appreciate. Thank you so much for everything that you guys done, not just for me, but for all the people that you was a blessing to on this Christmas holiday season. Knowing that the most important part of it is that it's really a time where we really honor God for being a blessing in our life when he sent his son into the world to help redeem us, to bring us back into relationship with him. The mission was for us to have a relationship with God, all right? And that's the whole purpose of him sending his son into the world, to really educate us and to lead us in a path that take us directly back to him so we have a relationship with him. We can't move without God, right? And so God loved us so much that he downloaded himself in us from the beginning of the world. But, you know, sometimes we have amnesia and people forget, and so then they don't teach it. So when Christ came, he gave us a lesson on the importance of the kingdom of God being inside of us, trying to remind us every day that God resides inside of us, right? And so everything that we do in life, everything we deal with in life has to do with you, right? And when you understand you, and then you understand who God really is, right? And it's hard because I'm going to talk about unconditional love today and try to explain it to you all so you feel better going into 2026. I'm excited about 2026. I'm really, really, really excited about it because God keep taking me higher and higher and higher. And it has nothing to do with finances. It has nothing to do with material stuff. It's just my relationship with him is just so much greater, right? And so I'm so appreciative. And it seemed like I learned more and more and more that I can't do anything apart from him. And the more we lock into him and understand and spend time with him, I've been doing more time, especially in 2025, more time in meditating and deep dive meditation these last 6 months. Then really because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with me, right? And then how can I be an effective pastor? How can I be an effective father, be an effective husband, be an effective friend, a counselor, whatever I am? Because God got me wearing so many different hats, right? And so in order for me to be productive in what God wants me to do, I got to go deep inside and realize, okay, God, show me what I got to do and how you want me to move in this earth. And when you do it, it gives you a peace. So when you deal with everybody, it gives you an equilibrium. It makes you realize that, hey, everything is going to work out all right, and it's all working together for the good. Amen? So the title I want to talk about is really called the Great Commandment, the Great Commandment, right? But here's the thing. I want you to understand something. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, one of the issues and one of the concern is it's extremely challenging for us to love anybody else and not love us, right? So when you don't have self-love and you don't care about you, you don't love you, it's very challenging to love other people. And I'm going to show you why it's so important, right? And why it's so challenging, because charity always starts at home and then it spreads abroad, right? So you have to love you first. Now, remember, God resides in us. So if God is in us and he is in us and we don't love us, right, then I beg that, I got to ask myself a question, man. How much do I really love God since I don't love me, right? And since God created me and God don't make no mistakes, right, why don't I love me? Because you said something about me, or you thought I should have been something else, or you felt this way about me, so I don't like me because of what you said, right? I want you to understand that God loves you more than anybody else, right? Now, it's important. He wants all of us to love each other equally, but a lot of us are not there. So some of us still eating, drinking milk, while other people are eating meat, right? So you don't really understand the significance of it and the power of that we all really one. Right, we really are unified. We really one, and it's important to understand that. So when we get ready to go into 26, I really want you guys to think about this very seriously. When you're in your family, on your job, in the community, when you're dealing with your husband, get on your last nerve. Your wife get on your last nerve. Your kids working your nerve. Right, the people on your job is tripping. All right, remember whatever they're doing, Eddie. Whatever they're doing when them kids are tripping. Whatever they're doing, remember it's an inside job. Right. So whenever I allow you to control my emotion, it ain't got nothing to do with you. I have to ask myself a question, man. What's going on with me? Right. We got a good doctor in the house. Ah, my baby girl. Ooh. Yes. Right. So it's important to understand whatever you dealing with in life, man. I know we want to blame other people. We want to say it's everybody else. And you don't understand, though, Pastor. I'm telling you. I do understand. And the problem is not somebody else, man. The problem is you. Now, you can look at other people and try to figure out what's going on in their life and why they're doing what they're doing and why they're behaving the way they behave. But the bottom line is, why am I allowing you to control my emotions? Right? So you don't have that kind of power over my life unless I give it to you, right? So something's about me I may not like. Right. And it's bothering me and it's making me feel uncomfortable. Right. And so and because I'm so insecure, I let what you say about me weigh in my life more than what God says about me. right? So, because I want to love you so much, and I'm so concerned about how you feel about me, I don't get to control how you feel about me. I just don't get to do it. I wish I could. I wish everybody would just love me the way I want them to love me. But unfortunately, too many people are dealing with too many things in their life, and I'm really not the centerpiece, right? And so, if I'm concerned about what you are thinking, the problem is with me. It's not with you. I got to figure out what's going on in my life, right? And so, but it's important for us to understand that charity always starts at home and then spreads abroad, right? And so sometimes we get bent out of shape and we all shook up, man, because somebody wouldn't do something for me and I did it for you, right? That's irrelevant. So I have to ask myself the question, why did I do it for you, right? Did I do it for you because I wanted you to do something for me? So now everything's conditional. And unconditional love said, I don't care whether you do it for me or not, I did it for you because of the God in me. All right, but if I need a response, I need you to do back for me what I did for you. All right, then it's conditional. Yes. And God's love is unconditional. Yes. Right, so God wanted us to get to a place in him to understand what unconditional love is all about. Right, and so unconditional love is really about you. It's not about somebody else. Right, and so God, what happens is everybody that comes in contact with you, God allow you to see a portion of you. Right. So when you see somebody you don't like, right, it's hard. Now, watch it. This is important. So don't miss this now, because I know some of you guys don't agree with me, but you will when we get done. If you don't, go home and pray about it. Then you figure it out. Right. Right. Everybody that you come in contact with, the reason why they're there is to show you something about you. Right. And so, guys, man, I'm saying Terry will get on my last nerve, and I swear to God, I just can't stand to see him coming. Then I have to ask myself a question, then what is it about me that God is trying to show me through Terry? Because Terry is not the problem. Terry was just walking by. He just said hi, but I got a problem with him. Right? So it's really me. So so if I do an introspection, because then I got to realize why is he controlling me, right, when all he did was walk past me. He didn't even speak. Right. And so it's important to understand. So now when you're dealing with people now, if I only love Ardina for what Ardina do for me, it's called conditional love. Right. But love is unconditional because love is about loving me first. Then I love every aspect of me. Right. So when God show me and you, if I don't love you, I don't love me. Right. Because God is showing me a piece of me in you. And here's the thing, man, when we really close our eyes and we sit down and think about it, we know our shortcomings. We may not want to admit it to everybody else because we don't want to be vulnerable, right? So we want to be transparent. But I'm telling you, God love you, and God love everybody to look like you in the human form. I just want you to know that, right? Now, so, Jay, this is really serious. Now you got to, because this thing just went blank. I don't know if the battery just died or I turned it off. But you go to the next screen, Jay. Nah. Right? That's conditional, right? But I still love the battery, right? So everybody say the great commandment. All right, go to the next screen, Nari. All right. All right, now, listen to me. This is important. So listen to this scripture. And I want you to hear it and hear it well. It says, Jesus said unto him, right, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? That's important because you got to understand that he resides in you. So that means you got to love him with every being. Remember, your heart is your feeling language. Your brain is your thought language, right? So it's the way I feel, right? Now watch this here. So Jesus said to him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all thy what? Mind. That means everything about me should love God, right? Now, but I got to love him, all right? But now, because if he's residing in me and I don't love him with everything, so when I see me in somebody else, if I don't love that person, then I don't love everything about him in me. Because a part of me is over there, right? And so now, I love Martha as my goddaughter. Like, I love Martha, but I can't say I love her now, but when I ask her to do something, she won't do it. Now, I don't love her anymore. I only love her conditionally then, right? But unconditional love is I love you, I don't care what happens. The love don't change, right? And so even though I may not like what I see, I still love it, right? That's because God resides in us. Then he says this. This is the what? First. Everybody say the first. The first and the great commandment, right? So loving God is the most important thing, right? If I understand that God resides in me, right, and I love him with all my mind, all my heart, and all my soul, I got to love me despite whatever's going on in my life. I got to love the God that's working inside of me. Now, listen, you know God loves you so much because you have what you call systems in your body that operates, man, without you even knowing it. Like your organs and your kidneys and all that stuff work. It's called somebody can help me out. It's your automatic system that works inside of you, right? And it's just working. It's moving. Then you have this system where you can feel and you can touch, right? All this stuff is happening inside of you. So God built all this inside of you, man, so you can be the best version of him, right? All this is in there so you can be a better version of him. Now, I got to love every... Now, anytime you upset and bent out of shape, hear me well. If you don't believe me, research it. Every time you've been out of shape and you get upset, your anxiety, what happens to you and you have trauma in your life, you have trapped emotions or trapped energy in your body, and it comes up as a dis-ease, end up being a disease, right? And so you got this emotion or something going on, and it's blockage, right? But when I'm in synchronicity with God, right, and so when everything is in harmony, right, and then I love God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and I'm focused on God, it's such a peace that surpasses all understanding. It seems like everything just flows so smoothly, right? Because you got to get the stress out of your life. Everybody say, get the stress out of your life. You cannot love God with all your heart, all your mind, and soul, and you hate people. You just can't do it. You can't do it because God don't just reside in you. He also resides in others. So go to the next verse, Nari, right? This is what he says in the next verse, right? He says, and the second, everybody say the second. Is likened unto it. He said, thou shalt love thy neighbor just like you love you. Why is that? Because God resides in them just like he resides in you, right? So if I understand that, it's important. So now how I treat you is important, so I should be treating you the same way I treat me. But if I treat me like crap, I always say anybody that hurt them or hurt you. If I destroy me, I promise you I'll destroy you. If I don't care anybody anything high, then I don't care anything about how. That's how it works, right? Now, it's important that you love God with all your heart, all your mind, but you also got to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because I love the God in me, I also should love the God where? Now, listen to me, man. You do not have a corner on God's market. You can't say what I got and what they don't have. So many of us are so self-righteous and so think we more than anybody else. I can tell you what you have and what you don't have. Do you realize that everybody have circumstances and situations in their life, and you don't know why people are doing what they do? You don't know why people are going through what they're going through. You may not be going through what they're going through. So that's why you can't really judge them. That's why I said don't talk about the mote in your brother's eye when you got a beam in yours. He's trying to tell you the importance of the person that's in front of you, and everybody's dealing with different things. Everybody in this room got a crisis. Right? And so the crisis may be small to one. The next person, it may be great, right? Because it's not big to me, but it can be big to you. If I don't have my rent money, right, it's a crisis to me. To you, you say, I don't understand. Why are they tripping? That's because you got somewhere to sleep tomorrow, right? But I don't have anywhere to sleep. So you say, well, you need to get it together. You should make the right decision. Well, you don't know why I made this decision. You just need to live right. You need to come to church and get a Lord your life. But I do. So now what do I do when I ain't got my rent money? Right? So why so you don't have time to be judging people when you should be loving them. Right? Because you got to realize it's called the yin and the yang, or what goes around comes around. Just hold your horses. Because it's coming your way. Right? You up today. But you may be down tomorrow, right? So as I love me and I love you, whatever you're going through, while you up, I should be putting my arm around you and we cheering. If you're down, I should be really hugging you because you need me more now than ever before. That's why when Paul was teaching, he said, if a brother or sister is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering your situation. If you're in it, what do you want people to do for you? Right? And so because we're so broken and we don't really know who we are and we don't understand the significance of God in our life, right? We just sit around and judge people for who they are, and then the world becomes a terrible place. Right? We even come to church and talk about people. In the church. We come here to worship God and we're talking about people in the church. They need to get it together. You know, and here's the thing. The God in you telling you, you need to get it together. Yeah. He don't have to tell anybody else. You know, how many times you get yourself, man, I got to get this thing together. Yeah. Right? Because the God in you will talk to you. That's why we don't need to be judging other people. Yeah. Right? We need to do it. Everybody say, love them. Love. Now, it's important. He says, on these two commandments, these two, JB, right? The rest of the law and the prophet, everything else hang on these two. Right? Love is so powerful. It is so powerful. Right? It can tear down mountains. People can be the worst person in the world, right? If you love them, you can transform them. Listen to me. Hear me well. Somebody can be the worst person in the world. I'm telling you, I was stealing radiator out of cars, shooting dice on the corner and all that, and God sent a man in my life, man, to change my life, right? God... I don't care how bad somebody is, you have the ability, if God is operating inside of you, man, to impact their life. But we don't want to impact their life, man. It seems like we want them to be more miserable. So instead of us, because we're in a great relationship with God and we know where we are with God, we spend time trying to tear you down when you're already down. So I want to kick you when you're down instead of lifting you up. And I'm not talking about the people in the streets. I'm talking about the people that you're supposed to love. Yes. People that you have a relationship with. People that both of y'all serve the same God. And both of y'all praise the Lord. And God is good all the time. And I can do all things through Christ. Quick quote that scripture. I can do all things. Well, why can't I just love then? Since God give me the strength to love. If I can do all things through Christ that give me strength, Why can't I help you in your situation? And I don't need money to help you. I just need love to help you. Love can heal a broken heart. Listen, when people are on their knuckles and they don't have nowhere to go and nothing to do, love will change them. Your love can make a person, man, who never cared about anybody, man, start caring about people. That's how powerful real love is. I got a friend of mine. He's passing away. He's old. His name is Dr. He's not doctor. Gary Titball. Y'all know Gary Titball. He's the guy I always talk about. It was the white man that God put in my life. He was the birth of me in the Kingdom Embassy Church, right? And so he's dying now, right? And so I met with his son and all that. We met with him, and he's dying, right? But here's the thing. When I first met him, he wanted to work with these inner city kids. He was an old white man. He was 70-something years old at the time, and he wanted to work with inner city kids, right? And his question to me was, he says, you think those kids can accept an old white man, right? You know, and I graduated from HBCU, right? So I know my stuff, right? So I looked him in the eye, but the God in me is greater than my institution, right? So I looked him in the eye, and here's what I told him. I said, Mr. Titball, what comes from the heart will touch the heart. I said, listen, all you have to do is be genuine and love those kids for who they are and not for what you think they ought to be. Now, so the other day, I went by his house. He can barely talk, right? And he said to me, he said, do you remember when we first met? I said, yes. And he said, remember what you said? Yep. So we talked about it. He says, man, he said, you were sure right. He said, you told me what comes from the heart, touch the heart. He said, and those kids just love me so much. He said, I said, yes. You know why? I said, because Eddie Brown knew him. He said, I said, because in your heart, you meant in your heart. You wanted to make sure every kid in that classroom learned something. That was your mission. You didn't come in thinking these poor old kids. You came in because you wanted to teach the kids how to do a proper handshake. You wanted to teach how if you interview with somebody, how you talk to people. I said, and it was in your heart to do it. And because of it, man, every kid fell in love with you. Right? Now, he's dying now. He said, man, I remember that. The voice barely is very thin. Right? And very thin. And but the thing that touched me so much is he said, I remember what you said. What comes from the heart touches the heart. He could barely talk, right? Because when God is, if God want to change the world, he's going to change it through you. He's going to change it through people, right? And if you don't love the person across from you, right, I promise you, man, there's something going on in your life, right? Because listen to me. I said, but you don't understand, Pastor. I'm telling you, I do, right? He said, you don't understand what they did to me because it does not matter. Once I got God in me and I know I got a God conscious, it does not matter what you do. It only matters what I do. So you can treat me like crap. That don't stop me from loving you because the God in me is greater than the hate that's in you. But if I allow your hate to move me, then I got to question what's going on inside me. Because you should not have that kind of power over me. Not when I'm coming in the name of the Lord. If I'm coming in as God's agent, right? And I'm loving, right? I told Ardenas, you cannot outlove me. I said, I don't care what you do. You just can't do it. I won't let you outlove me, right? I'm going to love you unconditionally. So I don't care what you do. You can talk crazy if you want to. You can do whatever you want. I'm going to love you anyhow, right? And here's the thing, and it's so crazy, Teresa, because I can't beat her. I try to outlove her, but I can't do it. It seems like everything I do, she up me. I do this here, she up me here. You know, I buy her a coat, she buy me a truck. So whatever I do, she up me, right? You know, and I knew I got her. I know I got her. I got her. Because I knew one thing, I would never, ever call out her name. I would never mistreat her. I would never talk about her. I was going to love her unconditionally. Now, my wife talks to me about people. She said, people that's like, they just like you. I said, because I try to love people for who they are, not for what I think they ought to be. So, yeah, everybody said, love your neighbor.
Love your neighbor.
As you love you. Now, the question is, raise your hand if you love the Lord. Well, then, if you love the Lord, you ought to love you. Because he's a spirit, and he's not residing out there in the sky. He's residing inside of you. Everybody say, that's important. Now, it's a song. It's a song that says, if loving you is wrong. Now, Abiade, I know you back in New York right now. You about to sing. You know he 100. He like, If loving you is wrong, now Terry, you're a little young for this, but if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Right now, listen, I want you to say, so if loving you, JB, is the wrong thing to do, right, then I don't ever want to be right. Right now, listen to me. It's important, man. Right? It's important that we love unconditionally. Because God is always trying to show us. Always. Everybody say always. Here's what John says. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is what? Of God. So where is God, y'all? Where is he? I know you guys are waiting for him to be in the sky. Y'all waiting for this big old man sitting in the sky with a long beard to zap down like the magic man. But I'm telling you, the magic man is inside of you. So quit looking in the sky, doing all that. Just do it. Go inward. And now, everything you do. Now, listen. I was telling somebody the other day. I said, listen. It does not matter who you are, Nadia. It does not matter. It does not matter. Whatever is on the inside of you, you always project on the outside. It's called the law of correspondence, right? Now, it's important that you can't trump the law. And this is important, right? The law of correspondence says, so above, so below, right? Whatever's going on inside. Now, if I think everybody are bums, I don't care what you say, everybody's going to be a bum to me. Because whatever I focus my attention to is what it is. So we project out. Now, the question is, I love God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul. I love him. I'm loving. I've been telling you I love him. So now, but when I see you behave, it does not reflect that. So what the law says, you can't lie because your life is going to tell the truth. Because whatever is, I can tell you what you're thinking. I can tell your political view. I can tell your stance. I guess I can tell everything about you, all right, based on the way you move. Because whatever you're doing is what's going on the inside. I want you to know. Now, I read somewhere one time, it says, it's better to be thought a fool, right, than to speak out. Now they no longer think you're a fool. Now they know you're a fool. So once I get my heart sinking with my brain and I start thinking heart, your heart language, your feeling, your emotions, how I feel, do I care, am I appreciative, right? And now I think, if they don't get in line with each other, right, watch what happens. Whatever I project out is what it is, right? So then I'm sitting here, so I said, man, I think everybody, Ardina always tell me stuff like, so you just different, honey. Everybody don't think like you. I said, they don't. I said, the problem is they are projecting what they think. They taught Jesus, but Jesus told us this, Pentecost. He told us. He said, you serve me with your lips. He said, but your heart doesn't sync with your thoughts. And because they don't sync, man, you have dis-ease in your body, and you got turmoil, and you're mad, and you're angry, you're upset, because you're all confused because your heart don't match the way you think. Because you're saying stuff with your lips, man, but your heart is not really like that. But when your heart lines up with the way you think, everybody know that God lives in you. When the two sync up and they're in harmony, everybody that comes in contact with you know they've been in contact with God. Everybody says, well, I don't know about this God stuff. They're going to know it, man, because love is going to ooze from you. And people are going to be able to feel your love. They can feel it because we're nothing but electrical currents. And we have this electric magnetic field around us. And when I come close to you, I get inside your field. And I can tell what your field is about. I didn't say, well, what if somebody is sick? Can you heal them? They got to heal. They got to believe. I said, they believe because they asked me to pray for them. So if my vibration and my energy level is high, when I come into their field, I can heal them based on because they believe that I can. They may have doubt that they can get healed, but they believe I can do it. That's why they asked me to pray for them. So I got them now, right? So I come in with a high vibration and a high energy level, right? You come in with this low, right? And you so sad, and, right? And if I'm talking about people, and because if I'm talking about people and calling them names and telling anybody this here and they ain't all these kids bad. They said it when I was in principal. All those kids bad. I never thought they was bad. I thought they all was good. They just having experiences. Right? Because if you think they bad, I don't care what a kid do, you're going to say they bad. They can do something good, you're going to say they bad. Because that's you. It's not them. You're the one that's bad. You projecting on them what you are. Right? That's how you see the world. So you're making everybody based on, that's why everybody says the inside job. Now, so listen to me. He says, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Why? Because God is love. So when you don't love and you just hating somebody and disliking them, you got to question yourself, man, do I really know the God that's in me? Because God is love. And if I don't have no love for you, now listen, I don't have to like you. There's some people, man, I don't like very much, right? I don't like them, right? But I love the hell out of them, right? Now that's real talk. Now, some people say that's different. There's some people, man, I just don't like the way you behave. I don't like the way you move. But I promise you, man, because I love you, I do for you, even when somebody else says, I don't know why they're doing it. I don't understand why, because they don't understand love. You said, what they did to you, I can't believe you going over there doing that. Why would you help them? I said, because I don't like what they did, but I still love them. Because sometimes people are controlled by other energies and other spirits and things like that, and they don't even know. Jesus even said it. Forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. Now, that's a message for us, the God in us, right? He said, forgive them, for they don't even know. You just know. God gave you the conscience. So I know that you just don't know. So you acting crazy and doing all this kind of stuff, and I'm just going to love you, and then eventually you're going to say, I don't know why they love me like this when I treated them the way I treated them. Because I promise you, I don't care how much they dislike you, I don't care how much they hate you, whatever. Love them and watch them change. They're going to change. They're going to change because love will make you change. Because that's how powerful love is. And God wants all of us to go into 2026 really, really allowing him to be the captain of your ship. He wants you to be conscious of him in you. I need you to be conscious of me in you. So when you deal with people, you interact with people, and realize when you deal with somebody and they tripping or whatever, remember you got the power to change it. It's called alchemy. You can transform a situation. You have the ability to change the environment. You have that power, unless you're powerless, because you don't recognize the God in you. All right? Now, so here's the wrap up. Right? Y'all say, man, we're getting out early. Yes, you are. Right? Now, so in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, right? It says, and now abideth faith, hope, and what? Charity. Now, listen, you can have all the faith. That's why Paul said you can have the faith, you can have gifts and all that. But if you don't have love, everybody say love. Love is the key, man, that unlocks everything. Because once I really understand it and I love me, listen, I ain't got to love nobody. I love me so much, man. I spend time, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. I didn't say, honey, go back to bed. I don't even listen to her. She'll tell you, she said, I reach over there for you and you be gone. Right? I love me so much, right? That I get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do my devotion. I'm going to do it. I love me that much because I love you that much. When I come in contact with you, man, I want to be in the right mindset. I really want to love you for who you are. That's why I tell Camilla, don't tell me who tithe. I don't want to know. I know the offering is down, but I don't want to know who don't give. Because I don't want to love nobody no different. I ain't naive. I know you're not doing it because I know the offering. But I wish everybody, I would believe everybody's tithe. Every time I look at you, I think you're a tither. When I know in my heart somewhere you're not. Because if you was, then the offering wouldn't be down. Because if everybody gave 50 cents, we'd have enough to run the building, right? But people don't give, right? Now, I'm not even mad at you. That ain't going to stop me from doing for you. Because what you do don't have no bearing on me representing God in your life. So I got to love you unconditionally, right? And that's when you're dealing with your kids, and you discipline your kids, you're dealing with people, your neighbors, whatever. I don't care what you do. But what you will do, you will know one thing, that God is real. How do I know? Because I know him. Well, I know her. Now, you can overcome you. Hear me well. Some of you all were in homes, grew up in homes that was so toxic, right? I mean, the homes were so toxic. But I'm telling you, man, once you came in contact with God for real, when you had an experience with God, he changed you. And you're not the same as you was when you was growing up. Some of you all, your parents were supposed to be saved. They were supposed to be saved. But some of the stuff they was doing and all this kind of stuff had you questioning God. But then you had an experience with God for real, right? And he changed you. And you don't even act like your parents. You act like your real parent, which is God. You start moving differently because of the God in you. I just challenge you, for real, to do an introspection. Because I give anybody in this room $1,000. I promise. Ardina may be mad. If you can give me any situation in your life, man, when it's not your fault. And you can deal with it. I don't care what happens. You have the ability to control you. I don't care what somebody do to you. You got the ability or the power to decide, man, whether you want to forgive them or dislike them or love them. You have the ability. I don't have to let what you did to me damage me. That's why he said forgiveness is so important. Because if I don't forgive, man, what you did to me was grievous. It's so bad that I almost lost my mind. Right? But if I forgive you, it heals me. I don't care if you go on and you can brag about what you did to me. But if I can forgive you, then I can move on with my life. And you don't control me every time I see you. That's how powerful love is. You can't get there without doing some deep, deep, deep meditation with God. Some one-on-one with you and God. Right? Don't put your kids ahead of God. Don't put your wife. Don't put your husband. Don't put your granny. Don't put your grandparent. Don't put nobody ahead of the God in you. If your spouse ain't right, make sure you're right. If your kid's not right, make sure you're right. And then let them see the God in you. Because I think Tony Evans said it best. He said, I started reading my Bible. My wife came down and she mocked me, did all kind of stuff, man, tried to interrupt my stuff. He said, but I was so committed to my relationship with God. My wife came down one day. She's crying. She said, I want to know the God that you serve because the way I've been treating you and you loving me despite it, I want that God. And his whole family got saved after that. The God in you, man, can save everybody in your family. That's how powerful he is. So I challenge you right now, today. Let today be your birthday. Let today be the day that you really made a commitment to turning your entire life over to God and allow God to live inside of you. Allow him. Don't suppress him. The Bible says don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't suppress him. Allow him to love. I know somebody said, no, you shouldn't love him. Allow God to let you love. Don't listen to your friends. Don't listen to your granny. Don't listen to your mama. Don't listen to your spouse. Don't listen. When they tell you don't love, don't listen. Right? Because if you listen to them, then you give them way to the enemy. Because God didn't listen to them when it came to you. He loved you despite your mess. Despite the stuff you was going through, he still loved you. So if you're going to represent him, let's represent him for real. Let the God in you be activated. Come together like the Power Rangers said, we'll touch and we connected. I figure if I get with God, no weapon ever formed against him, he can prosper. I'm never going to go without. That's why David said, I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they seed begging bread. David said, I ain't never seen it. He said, I ain't never seen it. Everybody said, yeah, I know some people that was righteous, but you might want to do an introspection of their life for real. Because I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor they seed begging bread. I know for a fact, I know some people, man, was down on their lap. They didn't even know it. And God had me walk up to them, man, and pay their rent. And I didn't know why I was doing it. But God. And I know some time, man, me and Ardina didn't have a pot to pee in the window to throw it out of. And somebody blessed us and gave us something and got us back on our feet. We didn't have nothing. All we had was God. And I think he took us down to bare bones, nothing, to see if we really love him. If we was really going to depend on him. And when we did, he opened up the windows of heaven and pulled us out a blessing that we didn't have room enough to receive. So how can I not love others the way God loved me? I just got to do it. I got to do it. Right? Today is the day. Everybody stand to your feet. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. The great commandment. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for every single person here today. Oh, you bless my heart. And so, Lord, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share. And, Lord, we ask you, I know the word went out because you sent it out. And if someone out there needed to hear this message because you delivered it to them and you brought them here today via internet or in person so they can know how much you mean to them and realize that you're right there at the door knocking, saying, if you let me in, I can be your guide. And I can lead you and guide you in all truth. Just allow me to be the Lord of your life. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for each one of the people that came to this service and those who listen online. We ask you to bless right now. And as we leave this place, Lord, we're never, ever, ever going to leave your presence, knowing that we can't do anything apart from you. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hey, the altar is open for prayer, right? You can see yourself dismissed for those leaving and for the office prayer.